Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Dr. Faye Vitito, a member on the board of directors for the Friends of Lake Darling State Park, as they just had the ribbon cutting ceremony for their new pedestrian bridge.
Now let's get started with this. Can you tell me just a little bit about the background of the pedestrian bridge you have going on?
Absolutely. Since the year 2000, the Friends of Lake Darling, and in cooperation with the DNR and many partners around, including the surrounding farmers and soil and water conservation, we've had a lot to celebrate. And during that time, we've had many, many, many donors, large and small. But the most recent project we've had, the pedestrian bridge over the silt dam at the east end of Lake Darling, was provided by Jerry B. Robinson, a former native of Richland, Iowa, now living in Inglewood, Colorado. And he came to us wanting to do another project at Lake Darling. He helped with a matching grant with the Four Seasons Lodge, as well as with the six Four Seasons cabins. Jerry has been a perennial donor and really helps get a lot of projects off the ground. This one, he basically did almost entirely by himself with the DNR, using some REAP funds to do the ADA, or American for Disabilities Act, approaches to the bridge. So we, this Sunday, October 28th at 2 p.m., we're going to do a ribbon cutting at the pedestrian bridge.
And then can you dive in a little bit more on the ADA specifications to the bridge? Like how, what have you done to make it easier for people with disabilities?
Oh, absolutely. One thing the Friends of Lake Darling have had in mind is to make our state park and the outdoors and nature more accessible to everybody, no matter their age, infirmities, physical limitabilities. And along our American Disabilities Act fishing trails, which means that with a cane, a walker, a wheelchair, you would be able not only to access the shoreline of prime fishing starts spots of Lake Darling, but now also extend off of that mile and a quarter trail onto the silt dam, which is at the east end of the lake, and over this pedestrian bridge. A part of what makes the ADA trail is a certain incline, so if it's too steep, then, or the steps are inappropriately made, then it's very difficult to assist someone with a walking aid or a mobility aid to move along the trail and within the park on their own volition or with some minor help from someone else. The ADA fishing trail is actually a 10-foot wide multi-use trail that is paved, and the approaches to the bridge have been made at such a shallow slope or a low slope that people can easily walk over it. It currently is not paved. Future dreams that the Friends of Lake Darling have is also to connect with the paved section and over the bridge from the south to the north side of the lake and then on around to the east side parking lot. So we're really advancing the ability to have many miles of trail for people to bicycle on, to walk on, to stroll along at their own pace.
Well, I think you hit all of my points. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I want to say that thank you to all the partners in the past 18 years that have helped to bring back Lake Darling State Park. Lake Darling State Park, Brandon, was a park that was thought of, was dreamed about by the local folks of Washington County. They, on their own, were able to get together with the farming community and set aside and to purchase at a reasonable price and buy 1,500 acres and then go to Des Moines and ask that we have Lake Darling State Park there.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Dr. Faye Vitito, a member of the board of directors for the Friends of Lake Darling State Park. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.